I meant to mention it a while ago during the Caterpillar bid, I mean, the bids on the loader, excuse me, yeah. Caterpillar did offer $7,000 trade-in, so.
Was that the guy that wanted it?
No.
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 Caterpillar, Phil Denny from Caterpillar, they offered $7,000 trade-in on my new loader, so.
Instead of outright selling it?
So he did good back.
Yeah, outright sell.
He got bid pretty good.
When you go get your new one, where do you do it?
Be the first week in March, that's what they tell me.
Okay, I talked to Eric at length. He is emailing me 20 through 39. It is possible to add additional roads to the list.
Is that Eric McGee?
Yes. While I talked to him, I also asked him, is it legal for the commissioner's court to put the roads back on that they had nominated that were not accepted or not on the original report from the committee without going to the committee? He says, you can do anything to this report that you want to do. The committee does not have to re-meet to add those names that you originally suggested. So his recommendation was to put them all back that was suggested by the commissioner back onto the list.
That's all.
Go from there.
Well, he's already got the list down there anyway, right?
This list.
I thought you said he knew that we were going to put 20 through 39.
I asked him, and he's emailing me the blank to do 20 through up to 39.
So you're just going to add to what you've already submitted?
Yes, that's what we're going to do.
And that's the one that John's already got figured anyway, right, John?
Yeah, y'all just write down the names of your roads, and when you think of them, I'll put them on there. We've done that.
And the other thing is color them on the map, and that won't be any big deal.
No.
And we can color them on the map, and Wendy, he won't just fold it up, put it there, and mail it to him as soon as we accept them.
That's just the original one. I think there's just one more.
Here's his four-wire road for.
Yours was three short ones, wasn't it, Wendy?
Yeah, and the.
The three short ones were approved, weren't they?
No.
Yeah, Staley.
They were?
Are they making?
Yeah, Staley is.
Staley was on there in front page.
We have to make one to approve the committee's prioritization and.
It was the only one.
Adding back the roads.
The other should also, I thought I saw all three of them colored in.
Nobody ever said four.
All of them, I know there's four wires.
No, Staley's the only one. You need Old Ringo, Naylor, and Duff Crossing also.
Yeah, I turned them all in, and then there's Dutton.
Yeah, and Dutton.
Tell me that again.
Old Ringo Highway.
They got, go ahead.
Naylor, NAYLOR. Duff's, DUFFS. Crossing. And you got Dutton.
Yep.
That's got his.
You already got all that down anyway, right?
I've already, yeah, I've got it over.
And you've got three, one, two.
Three.
Three, yeah. And that's all that you have?
Yeah, West Gaines, Linville, part of Linville, and all of Rigsby.
Yeah.
John, the original ones, me and you colored in on here.
Yours, those are on the deal here.
They're, none of them, they didn't take any of them off, is that right?
No, they're on there.
Okay.
John's about to go to Staley. That's the reason they got colored in.
He what?
John's about to go to Staley to go to his son's house, that's the reason they colored in.
Just probably wanted to make sure he was on there.
Okay, AJ, did you have any others?
No, sir, just the one that John got.
Four wire.
Okay.
John, you need to add yours back in that you took off.
Yeah, I got them all in there. I'm not worried about mine.
Okay, do we have a motion to accept this report?
Wait a second. John started a motion.
I don't know how we can.
Nobody seconded it.
Well, if we're not gonna have to have the committee re-meet, I rescind my motion.
Okay, then I need a motion to accept.
How can we accept it until it's done?
The committee recommendations with the changes that you're gonna do to it.
That's pretty broad.
You've already done it, John.
Yeah, it's already.
You've already typed them up once, with the additions of the roads that were submitted originally from the commissioner.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, what?
Okay.
Second.
No, rewind.
Aye.
No, Johnny. John McGregor, go.
I make a motion that we accept the search prioritization of the roads with the addition of the roads that the committee took off.
Since John and I had such a discussion, I'll second that motion.
Is that a word, prioritization?
Yes, that is a word.
Didn't sound like.
Oh, bull, you too.
It is a word.
Okay, move on. We'll look up Scrabble later.
Sorry, John, I just had to do that.
They're in it together, both of them.
You did good.
It says so right down here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Prioritize is a main word, so ization just adds to it.
I agree with prioritize, I do.
Ization just adds to it.
For purposes of time, I agree with both of you.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, Sheriff's got a request number 15 that we pay for his department website from Clay County General Fund.
He is always wanting us to pay for something.
My website started out to be just a pretty small deal, a bunch of pictures on it. Now we've got the list of inmates that we talked about last year. It was gonna cost us so much a month. We've got a way now of putting that on there, current list. Also, our estrays go on there now. We're taking that away from the county judge to keep them, to save a little time on that. The offender list is going on there as well. And also, one thing I'm real proud of is a complete active list, a current list of all sex offenders and their addresses in the county. That's going on there.
Will this be on a link off
yes.
the county website?
Yes, and it's on there now as we speak.
It's on there as
separate from the county's website, and because of course it has a lot more information on it. So,
who's doing all this work for?
Mike Campbell, same price.
So Mike's the one that does, I guess, the whole thing now?
Yeah. It was the same exact same price he did the counties, and it was quite a bit more detailed. But he did a real good job. And I just thought we got a place we can pay it from, but I thought it's a county wide deal, so I thought it'd be a good deal to pay out of the internet fund. But it's up to y'all.
How much is it a month, Kenny?
It's a year.
A year.
I think
$60 a year.
A year
plus.
Well, he's already built it, so it's the $160, the same as, now, don't write that down because I'm guessing. I don't have the bill in front of me, but the exact same cost was to the county, and it's only $60 a year to maintain it. And then he's teaching us how to change it and all that. We do all that ourselves at no extra cost.
Has so, he already done ours, Wendy?
Yes, yours is up and running.
And did we get a bill? Options.
Right.
I haven't seen a bill.
I want to say he said $120 to build it. Was it?
I think, yeah, it was $120 to build it and $60 for the year. Yeah. So it's $120.
And it's $60 an hour also
for training.
Yeah.
For training, but not to.
I haven't seen the bill come through yet.
I think it's $180 for the building for the first year and building it and everything. And then $60 after that every year.
In November, his. The order that we did in November was his setup fees $120, annual host fee $60,
yeah.
Additional fee per hour $60 for anything extra.
Okay. And what he'll do is teach us how to modify, change it, remove all those things.
So it's $180 now.
Right.
It's going to be $180 if this is approved with these new options. What was it? It was how much?
He didn't have one before.
We didn't have this set up at all before.
Yeah, no, I just put it together.
We had the county. The county's was free, but at January 1st, it went to $550 a year.
It was state through Sierra.
I remember doing some things on that.
But and he's got the county-wide taken care of for that $180.
I was thinking this was an addition to something we already had.
Will they be able to get to your website
Yes, sir.
Separate from the county?
Yes.
Sir, there's a link on the county website right now that you can click on the sheriff's office, and it sends you to that additional website. The one that has all, it doesn't have it on there yet, we're still putting it together, but all those things I told you will be all on that.
On the link?
But you can go directly to it also.
We have, it's a public notice button, a public information button, I think's what he titled it. And we're gonna be putting all of our sheriff sales on it, and all of our strays, and all those other things on there.
On the county website, it's gonna be public information?
No, if you have to link to the sheriff.
Sheriff's Department.
But on the county, we've got a stray that also should be linked to you.
Well, once you go to me, then that's where the strays will be from now on. It serves the same purpose, it cuts the work down on Wendy. Well, we'll do that on our website, we maintain it. Plus, like I said, a current list of inmates and charges, bonds, and all that, and.
So it's a one-time fee, and then a one-time annual fee?
Right.
Of approximately $180.
For the first year, and 60.
And then 60, well, it'll be 60 for him and 60 for us.
Right.
And 60 if you gotta do extra training, didn't you?
Well, yeah.
He charges per the hour of training, so, you know, I don't know how long that'll be, I mean, he don't even know either, so.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't even come here to train us, he called me on the, did he call you too?
Yeah.
Yeah, he just called.
And emailed me, what steps.
Yeah, that's that same thing we're gonna get, so it's not gonna be, he's doing it so cheap, it's unbelievable.
Did you say you have plus pay for this out of?
We can actually pay for it out of the seizure fund, cause it's data, or we could pay for it out of inmate commissary, since we have visitation rules, inmate list, and.
You can pay for it out of your communication lines too, or we can pay for it out of the county website line when we pay for ours.
Yeah.
I've got enough in there already, don't we?
For the county website?
I'm making motion to pay for it out of the county website.
Say.
Discussion?
Is that in the general fund?
Yes, ma'am.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And aye.
Aye.
Okay, each of you, I think, had a copy in front of you this morning of the opinion that Seth brought. I'm gonna read it, and then his request is that it be put as part of the minutes of the court. Says, "Sheriff, I am writing this letter in response to your letter dated December 26, 2013. You asked, when weapons are forfeited to the sheriff under section 1819 of the Court of Criminal Procedure for use by his or her officers, does that weapons become county property? The answer is yes. If a court order forfeits the weapons to the sheriff's office, it then becomes the property of the county. Second question, if so, does 263.152 of the local government code of fee apply, which states in part that commissioner's courts has authority to deem that property as surplus property and must trade in that property for new property of the same type if that trade is in the best interest of the county? Yes, the commissioner's court has the authority to trade the property in for new property. Number two, offer the property as trade-in for new property of the same general type if the commissioner's court considers that action to be in the best interest of the county." And that's 263.152, disposition, local government code 263.152. "The sheriff, through the commissioner's court, could trade in a gun for property of the same general type. The same general type is a vague word. In my opinion, this does not mean guns for guns. If a gun is considered for law enforcement purposes, then it could be traded in for anything that would be considered for a law enforcement purpose. Your next question was, when a weapon is forfeited to the sheriff for official use, can that weapon be sold by the sheriff without the approval of commissioner's court? The answer is no. The weapon may not be sold by the sheriff without the approval of the commissioner's court. If the order forfeiting the weapons orders it to be sold, then the sheriff may sell that weapon without commissioner's court approval. However, if the weapon is, and it should be is, forfeited to the sheriff, then that weapon becomes county property and the commissioner's court would have to approve any said sale of said weapon. Your next and last question is asked, does the newly amended statute 1819 in its added language refer that these type weapons be sold at public office rather than the practice of trading in them for like equipment? No, the newly amended statute does not mandate that these weapons be sold at public office. Once they are forfeited to the law enforcement agencies, the provisions dealing with the selling these weapons at public auction no longer applies. The local government code would govern the sale or trade of these weapons. If the order does not require that the weapons be sold, then the provisions dealing with selling of the weapons to licensed firearm dealers are not applicable. Should you need anything further, feel free to contact me by any of the above referenced methods. Yours truly, Seth Slagle.
That letter is in reference to what we talked about in December, on December 23rd. And we had talked about when our district attorney, Ms. Williams, was here, and the opinion she gave was her personal opinion, and she said that she was not the court of opinion, that was the county attorney. So in the discussions that we had and some disagreements, I penned this letter to a county attorney to get his opinion, part of the official record, and that's what his is. I want to get this letter that I sent him to for that part to be part of the record.
Thank you.
Well, from now on, we shouldn't have any kind of disagreements. It's pretty well there. Kind of my attempt to move on.
Do I have a motion to accept this into the minutes?
I make a motion we accept this into the minutes.
Discussion. Second, first.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. And aye. You get a copy of it also, Sasha?
Yes, sir.
Okay. We're not going to look at 17 today. We're going to come back to number 9. I have a request from John McGregor, Precinct 3, that a computer with the numbers listed here, 00045-424-592-762.
Hold on. 592-what?
762. It's lunchtime. We're trying to get through. Well, I'll give this to you, Sasha.
Well, thank you, because I missed all of
this
that.
Is your computer, John?
Be replaced with 00045-443-961-863, which was a surplus computer that was in the vault. And
to declare the first one
salvage. Junk. Throw it in the trash.
Junk.
Because it wouldn't even come on.
No.
Do I have a motion of such?
I move we did that.
This is John's.
John McGregor.
I made the motion. I'll do the motion since he read it.
I'll second it, dude.
Elaborately.
Okay. Right. Discussion.
Sound good.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Pass that to Sasha, please.
Hey, Jay, I got a question.
That's true. A whole lot
on
deeper.
Your skid steer.
Wendy.
On your skid steer loader, were you given a number? Somebody give you a county number for your skid steer?
I think you did.
And your backhoe.
Well, you gave me a couple numbers not long ago, didn't you? Remember?
I think we did them both, didn't we?
I think we did.
I know you did.
No, now what? I got that blade in too.
We don't need one for the blade. We're going to have to get one for all the blades. Now that we've got them all and everything's
all six of them are in.
I'll do that. I'll do
mine.
That.
You get it ready?
Then
you
gave me mine. Okay. I'll check yours.
Yeah.
And mine.
She'll have it over there if I don't have it.
And John, you got a backhoe recently. Have you got your new county number for it?
Oh, yeah. That was last year.
That last year?
Yes.
You had that thing at line?
Yeah.
Okay.
Time flies, doesn't it?
Okay, and one other thing, Roger is trying to keep me updated on this green trial. And right now, we're looking at a possibility of 16 rooms for, let's see, on May the 18th, maybe 10 rooms, 19th, 10 rooms, the 20th, 11 rooms, 21st, 11 rooms, the 22nd, 17 rooms. He's going to make them go home on the weekend. And then on the 26th, 16 rooms, the 27th, 15 rooms, 28th, 15 rooms, the 29th, 15 rooms. And they said they may need an additional room for each of the above days. They're looking at what he thought he was going to get at a rate of around 141. Now they're saying it may be a rate of around 149 to 159 plus parking. He says the agreement, what he's talking to them about, will be between Clay County and the Worthington. That way they can direct bill us once we can assign for that approval for the rooms, tax, and standard parking. The trial participants would be responsible for meals, valet parking, and the other any incidentals. He's going to make them, if they want better than what we're giving them, they're going to have to come up with it themselves. And this way, once she gives him a definite amount, we'll put it on the agenda so that the judge can approve to sign the agreement, and we won't have to worry about anything else from there. And he says 9 or 10 people will be staying the entire 9 days unless the trial ends sooner.
There are motel six.
Not within walking distance, and there is no parking. He got them at the Worthington, which is within walking distance.
2 blocks.
Yeah, but that's a pretty nasty park.
Sheriff Anderson's also guaranteed me at least one bailiff, if not two, no cost to us. Me and the chief will take care of all the transports and all that, so no extra wages, overtime, or anything with other units. So
has he said yet how much he's going to charge per day, like 35 or 45 for housing?
I don't believe he's going to charge me anything.
Okay, well, Roger didn't know.
We're working out a zero amount right now.
Okay, Roger didn't know. He said you were working with him.
I contacted Sheriff Anderson just the other day, and he was real receptive and going to do whatever it takes.
And he's not real positive on their jurors, where we pay our jurors $15 for showing up and then $40 for service. He thinks theirs is 6 or 8. I mean, I know that's not a lot of savings, but he...
We pay more than they do.
But they still got a 840 when they...
Yes, the 40 will come into play, yes.
Right. We could probably, and even if Sheriff Anderson charges us per day, we can also take that out of my miscellaneous prisoner fund, which that's what we pay for is outside housing. So that one that should come out of what yard.
Well, if we do it this other way, though, we'll be able to send it in on that Senate Bill 7 request when we do get our reimbursement. I mean, I know it would save.
Initially, yeah, not a long way.
But you wouldn't get reimbursed.
Well, I mean, part of it, yeah.
Are you looking at both of you have to be down there all the time?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I won't have it any other way.
When y'all have to do something like that, who do you refer the department to while you're gone?
I've got a cell phone and a hot car. I'm not actually going to be there all day, every day. I'm going to be there every day, and I'm going to be burning up the highway back and forth.
Well, Roger said you could be a potential witness. That's another reason you have to be there.
Yeah. This is a high-profile deal. We're going to have some good security there. We're not going to get on the national news, I promise you.
Okay. I think that takes care of the main things, except for some things to talk to you about. Nobody had any waste material, did they?
We don't want to talk about it.
Okay. What was that?
This is, what about Sasha's letter?
It's to talk about.
Okay.
Because it was not on the agenda per se.
Yeah.
And that's just one of two things. We got another thing for Sasha to talk about. Activity report, this is for Lineberger, Goggin, Blair, and Sampson. They have salt collections of 57,804 during the past year. They have dismissed as paid a total of 25 accounts in excess of $41,088. Says by use of collection tools, and this is notices, letters, demand letters, litigations, they've collected a little over $422,000 in the last year. So.
What, you said that we got, that there was 41, right?
41,088 dollars.
They take their fee out of that, or is that ours?
No, that's ours.
After collections.
After collections. Whoever pays has to pay them the collection fees.
Oh, okay, I see.
Okay. Now, the bad news. On January, we were at 77.12% collected. At this time last year, we were 82.79, so 5.5% less on the amount of money collected by the tax assessor or by the CCAD.
So, now we're empty, right?
But there again, it's like I told you last time you asked, that people nowadays are doing on a payment plan and they could care less about adding the interest to it. We're doing good to collect at 96%.
We made it last year, though, didn't we?
At the end of
but
the year.
But that don't mean we'll make it this year.
At the end of the year.
Yeah.
Okay, Sasha sent a letter, each of you got a copy of it, dealing with how we do the minutes, and I've got no problem. I just want, we're going to have, and it'll have to be on an agenda to actually approve changing. If that's what they want to do.
Yeah, I just wanted to let you know that since y'all approved the doing it all online now, I don't ever print the minutes anymore, but I don't mind printing them for you if you want to keep approving them. For years now, it hasn't been mandated by statute for y'all to approve them or for the judge to sign them. I would like to take the judge's signature off of it, if you don't mind, because it's a pain to try to get him get together
and
to
re-scan
sign them,
it.
And then I would have to rescan it after he has signed it. They have my signature electronically, so I attach it to it, so I don't ever have to print them. But whatever y'all want to do is fine. I would request that you just have me print the minutes if you want to approve them, instead of all of the. I'm just going to be copying all of this junk that's handed to me, so.
That's the only thing I ever read anyway. I read through the minutes of the meeting, and all that other stuff we've already been through and already approved, and we don't need to do that, I don't think. I think for old men, it is nice to have the minutes printed as though it, for our memory, if nothing else, for the next meeting.
Yeah, and that's fine with me.
Read through it, and but apparently we don't need to approve it anymore, but. Just that part, yes, that's
just
great.
Print the minutes out.
Yeah.
Is it okay if we take the judge's signature off? Does anybody mind about that? Now,
no,
I
tickled me to death.
I will say that when I do a certified copy, like for the chamber or, you know, TXU or whoever may require a certified copy, I do get the judge's signature on that certified copy of the minutes, of the order. But I think as long as we keep doing that, we could just take that off. Is that good with everybody?
The court could buy everybody an iPad. You could look up stuff on your own.
Yeah. I could look it up at home, but.
There you go, John.
Yeah, it's what?
Getting into that stuff.
Okay, the next deal has to do with voting machines. Sasha, you want to tell them about this?
I didn't hear back from them.
Okay.
I couldn't get a hold of them. There's the county, Haines County in Texas, switched from ES&S, the company that we use for our electronic voting equipment, to Hart, to a different company. So they're looking to sell all of their equipment, which is the exact same that we use. So I had talked to the judge in Ramona about that last week, about looking into that, but I've called and emailed and I haven't got an answer back on them on how old it is or how much they would want for it. Or
if they've already sold them
or
somebody
if
else.
Sold it, right. So I'm still waiting on that.
What county?
Carnes County.
Is it Carnes or
Carnes? Carnes, C-A-R-N-E-S.
That's
K-A-R-N-E-S.
That's where all the new production is.
Oh.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
That's one that turned up all the roads.
Where, down South Texas?
No, it's out close to Midland, it's in West Texas.
Anderson County is the one that got the most, didn't it?
I think Carney.
I didn't know if maybe they had bad weather or something last week, I couldn't get ahold of them.
It's basically southwest of San Antonio.
Is it? I thought it was, around Abilene and, between Abilene and Midland, but I may be wrong, yeah.
I think it's further south.
Okay, it may be there.
What are they doing, just buying new ones and they wanna get rid of them?
Mm-hmm, yeah, they switched them to a completely different company and a different type of equipment. But I'll keep trying to get ahold of them and I'll let you know if I hear anything.
We looked at Hart when we bought this equipment to begin with, but we couldn't get a paper copy with Hart. So we did this one.
I don't like Hart from what I've seen and what other counties around here that I've seen, we've had trouble with. Or they've had trouble with them, but.
What's the number again, how many?
17 or 18, wasn't it?
They had 18 of each, I believe, 18 auto marks and 18 M100s. And I was just gonna look into, you know, if they were.
Yeah, cause we talked about one or two as we go along.
Maybe just buy a couple or something.
And if they've got these used ones that are.
If they're in decent shape, that's the big thing. I would want to, before we actually purchased, to send someone, our clerk, and possibly someone else to go check them out and see.
Or maybe let the voting machine people that redo ours, they ought to have some idea of what they like, if they've been keeping them up.
Right, I would be interested to know what kind of contract they've been on, whether they've been maintained or not.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'll let you know if I hear something.
How many we got now, 18?
We've got 20 M100s and 19 auto marks.
We got that new one up there.
Mm-hmm.
So what can I vote with my iPhone?
Oh my gosh.
Is tomorrow still on?
Is the what?
Tomorrow still on?
Yes.
Okay, anything else that needs to be discussed this morning?
We're not doing that last one, are we?
No, we're not doing the last one.
It's this afternoon now.
It is this afternoon now, I agree.
Oh.
So we are dismissed.